Hi, this is Al Cortinas from Rio Grande City Independent School District. getting ready to offer comments on the performance of the Ballesteros Symphonic Band. I'm looking forward to your performance and just waiting for you to start up with your big catch march. Darren Day and movement. Frenetic, frenetic, frenetics. That was very good. Keep them warm. Well, you take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. They're keeping their instruments warm. That is very good. Okay, we'll come back whenever you get done with doing whatever needs to get done.
Their performance should include The Big Cage by Carl King, arranged by Andy Weber, Dear Dead by Warren Parker, and Mouvement Frenetique by Jonathan Dagenet. All electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during the performance. Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Lacedo Middle School Symphonic Band.
Okay, here we go. I would like for you to do a little crescendo as the melodic line moves around, kind of like a big circus march. Phrase it that way. You need to have a little better balance between your trumpets and your woodwinds. Push it. I know the dynamics are not written, but the musicality is there. Give it a little phrase. Change the dynamics of it. Don't hurry it. I think the march needs a lot of melodic shaping. I really don't hear a lot of your flute and clarinet. I know they're there, but I just kind of don't hear them. And again, this march lends itself to a lot of little phrasing issues. Relax it and then let it go again. There's a lot of places where it, like, for example, 48. Do 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 do. You know, shape it, and I'm just singing one thing, but you shape it the way you like it. If this is the way you like it, bon, But if not, I think that a good idea would be for you to shape it a little bit better, and it'd be a great band. Remember, it doesn't start forte. It starts double piano. A lot easier. And a nice release. It should be a release up into the air, not the and abrupt. Slow it down. Slow it down. There you go. And now move it along. Oh, Rudy, move it along. A little bit. Da, da, dee, da, da. And then you slow down. Low. Let us have just a little bit more of the moving line. Keep that pitch center going. Don't hurry. You got to look, bell player. Oh, that is so delicate. You really need to address pitch at 38. Take it easy, baritone. Don't be in such a hurry to play that fast. You're going to impress us by playing the right notes and moving it. Oh, there you go. The corner player just did it. Okay. Ah. You need to move together. Da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 dee. Move together. Be a little more relaxed with your conducting. You don't have to be so strict. Shape your melodic lines. Take it easy. Don't be in such a hurry. Relax. Kind of like in a dream state, nice and pretty. Oh, you need to have a better entrance and the right note, trumpet, correct note. You have the right idea of the song. I think you just need to relax a little more. You'd be in such a hurry to have everything in strict tempo. And you don't. But I think you can do more with it and relax a little bit more. Your band has great sounds. And what you really need is just for it to be together in the manner that you want it. Don't be in a hurry. Baritone, you're doing well, baritone. You just need to be a little relaxed. It doesn't have to be that way. Just let it be musical. Let it be nice. Let it be pretty. And it'll happen. And, hey, I'm glad that it happened today and not a contest, right? So you've got time to fix it. Get it fixed. And be consistent. Practice that over and over so that this will not happen again. You played too well to let that continue, okay? Get into a practice room. Practice it 5 times every day. Make it be the same way. Thank you. You know, when you're doing this cascading thing down at 13, it needs to be beep, bang, bang, get out of the way. Nice double tonguing there, trumpets. Okay, guys that are playing trombone. Keep it going. That's a long thing that you're playing. It's very long, and it needs to stay the same. You can't tire it out on us. We need to have good chordal balance in our trombones, and that needs to kind of shine all the time, make back everything off, and allow that to come out. That trombone thing is pretty, and the guys are doing a good job with it. It's just that we can appreciate their balance. You know, we can't appreciate the 2-4 measure. We can't appreciate the 2-4 measures. Relax, flutes. Just enjoy that. Nice and easy. Don't make... when you have somebody that's a professional that does something that is like that is what we call a true professional, and they're doing something that is real difficult, and they make it sound easy or look easy, and we as observers say, oh, that's easy, I can do that. And then you go and try it and you find out how hard it really is. That means that the performer was a true artist because they made it sound easy. Don't make it sound hard. Make it sound easy. Relax. This should be kind of like a little echo. Tira ta ta 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 tira. With a little bit more authority, tubas on those and those what B flats. Come on, cornets, you the trumpet, you got to stay there. It sounds like you're getting tired. Okay, man, you've got to make it sound seem easy. Yay, trombones. Stay with us, timpani. Stay with us, okay? good. This is a fun tune. This is a nice tune. You have the technique. You have you have everything. You just need to clean it up. Clean it up. Make it fun. Don't make it sound like you're getting like super tired. Don't make it sound like you're in a hurry. Don't make it sound like man, this is really hard. Make it sound like it's easy. Relax. Enjoy it. Have fun playing it. But don't force yourself to be nice, real light and pretty. It shouldn't be bombastic. Again, it's French. It's a French thing. I think that it should be fun, light, and because it's going at a good clip. You're going, and I'm talking clip, I mean it's going at a fast speed, but it cannot be hurried. It cannot be, we cannot hear you and say, golly, that is hard to do. It should be something that we look at, hey, that's easy, I can play it. And then we go look at it and there's a lot of stuff here that's hard. And you guys need to make it sound like it's easy, not like it's hard. You don't have to show me that it's hard. I can see that it's hard. You need to show me that you can play it with ease, that you can handle this, that you can take control of this thing. And I think you can. Yes. Hey, relax. Bring out the important parts and have your accompaniment hold back whenever they have a line that is important. They can bring it out, but they don't all have to be the same. Some of them are accompaniment parts. Some of them are not. And so put them in the place that they belong, and then make the band have the best performance that they can. Again, make it sound easy. Make it sound like it's easy. Don't struggle with it. And if you're struggling with it, get in the practice room and practice and get it in under your fingers until you can say, hey, this is easy. And guys, this is a tune that I want to take to my guys at home, because this is a fun tune and this is a nice nice thing to have and to play. Okay, so again, I'm sorry, I was writing the name of your tune down because I'd like for one of our bands to play it, because I think it's a really neat tune. Again, make it sound easy, have fun playing it, and I'm sure you love this tune, because if you didn't, you'd be having a heck of a lot more errors than what you're having now. You're doing fairly well on it, and I commend you on taking on this challenge, and I'm sure that you will be successful. Okay, thank you very much, and I hope my comments helped you some.